Now, how do you even collect data on housework? How does that work in the census?
Well, actually, it's not concluded in the census. It was a standalone survey, which was done in 1992, 1997, and 2006. And it was a survey called the Time Use Survey, which is very unusual in that it gets data on housework. It's the only survey that can, really. It asks people to keep time diaries of what they do over a 48-hour period, in everything they do, in fact. So sleep, eat, leisure, work, paid work, unpaid work, housework, childcare, it's all there. And you can then analyse it and find out who is doing what and who they're with and who they're doing it for, all sorts of questions. It's wonderful.
Okay, so this survey, which was done, what was the last time?
2006 was the last time. It was supposed to be a rerun in 2013 and actually was just all ready to go into the field, but there was an efficiency dividend required from the public service across the board, and so the ABS was unable at that time to go ahead with it, and it's not been done since 2006 because of that.
Right. Now, what was this data used for, and why did they collect it? What was the sort of reasoning behind it?
Well, it really is a window on all the unpaid work activity, the volunteering, the housework, the childcare, looking after elderly relatives, all the many multitudinous things that have an economic value but are not paid for. And this kind of labour really makes the economy work. It's actually huge too. It would almost match the paid economy in terms of labour inputs, and it means that things that the government might otherwise have to pay for, like caring for those with a disability in their own home or elderly care, which are often provided within families, it shows how much of that is done, and if you wish to, you could put an economic valuation on it. It's really essential information, particularly for women, because we have so many women in Australia who have interrupted work over the life course, so that they either go part time or withdraw from the labour market when they have children. Maybe later they help out with grandchildren. This affects their chance to be in the labour market, but it's not that they're doing, they're just not working. I mean, these are all very productive and important activities, and if you don't know about them, you don't add them up or notice them, then policies can be made on the basis that that just sort of sidelines it all. But we all know, we're all living, our lives are full of these kind of activities and constraints and obligations. But it means that policymakers can, for instance, make policies such as the superannuation scheme, which seems to have been done on the assumption that everybody works full-time over their working lifetime, but it's really, that's not true of many, many women, and increasingly fewer men too, as they take on care responsibilities as well. So you can end up with policies that presume level playing field in some ways when it really isn't, if you don't know about this activity.
Well, that's right. I mean, so many people have not only volunteering, but they've got sort of hobbies and they've got, sidelines, things that they do, that they don't expect to get paid for, but they do because they want to.
No, that's right. But it's also, it's even setting aside hobbies and leisure.
Yeah.
The necessity to look after your children or to care for elderly relatives. I mean, it's not even, there's not much choice involved in that. Actually, sure. Often you can't do otherwise than do it. But it can actually affect your opportunities in the paid work market, and that's very costly if you're going to end up with insufficient superannuation to support you in old age and lower career prospects because of it.
So the time use survey basically hasn't been re-implemented. Why can't they include some of this sort of data in the census, which we're going to be doing this year?
Well, it's asking people to do keep diaries of everything that they do. So it's quite a lot of work for the respondents, and it probably could be appended to some other surveys, but I'm not sure that the census isn't demanding enough already. They can ask questions like ask people, you know, how much ballpark figures, like, you know, did you do
like a percentage
more than 5 hours a week or five, you know, 10 to 15 or whatever. But it doesn't give you anything like the detail that you can get from a dedicated time use survey. But I understand they may be able to add it, you know, as a module to the surveys if they look at new ways that it could be collected.
Well, that's right. You'd think nowadays there would be sort of new methods maybe. Do you think there's any call, has there been much push to reinstate the time use survey? Is there anyone sort of, you know, instigating that it be returned?
Well, there's quite a lot of talk about it. And when it was when the 2013 one was cancelled, there was quite a lot of protest, and especially people who are aware of how useful it is to illuminate carers in women's lives. Yes, there was, but their hands were tied, financial reasons. You know, it's hard.
Well, it does seem that the ABS has been cut quite considerably over the last number of years, and even the census is coming under fire. That it may not be, it could be our last census. Who knows?
Well, that's right. There was some talk of that, but I think that was allayed due to public outcry as well. So, and I know that in the last few years they have been looking at new methods using, obviously, online is offering a lot of new opportunities that paper-based surveys probably have got ways of improving them to fit with the modern technology that might be useful in this.
Certainly, yeah. Well, it'll be very interesting to see if it's reinstated at some point. But thank you for letting us know what it was, because I actually didn't know much about the time use survey. And there we go. It's actually very interesting. It's good to know, because, I mean, like you say, there's a lot of data out there and a lot of people doing work which they're not really getting credited for. So
that's right.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.